With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell suspending his campaign for California governor after he was accused of sexual assault. He continues to deny the allegations. He says he is suspending the campaign, however, but will fight what he calls, quote, serious false allegations. U.S. Central Command will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports beginning Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern time, and will be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations, but it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz.
We got a lot of ships, so we're bringing them up. We think that numerous countries are going to be helping us with this also, but we're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none, and that's the way it is. And it'll be, you saw what we did with Venezuela. It'll be something very similar to that, but at a higher level.
President Trump says, though talk got to Iran through the bargaining table, he believes negotiations are not over.
They haven't left the bargaining table. I predict they come back and they give us everything we want. And I told my people, I want everything. I don't want 90%. I don't want 95%. I told them, I want everything.
Nigerian Air Force strike targeting Jihad rebels has inadvertently or accidentally blasted a local food market in the northeastern part of that country. More than 100 civilians have been killed, including a number of children. Hungarian voters ousting Prime Minister Viktor Orban after 16 years in office and a bombshell election result. It was a stunning blow for Orban, a close ally of President Trump. This is SRN News. The Canadian Navy is flying a new flag. Here's Michael Harrington.
Observers say late last month, the naval base at Halifax flew the transgender pride flag from its flagpole in honor of the Transgender Day of Visibility. This reportedly caught even some members of the Navy off guard, one telling LifeSiteNews.com, quote, I was shocked. The Canadian Armed Forces has released a statement saying that recognizing the courage of transgender people can help create a welcoming and respectful environment for all. Michael Harrington reporting.
Biblical stories like Jonah and the whale will be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students spending hours last week before the state education board arguing that the reading list of the state's 5.4 million students, kindergarten through seniors, should embrace this. This is SRN News. A key Texas city could be facing very hard times ahead, and officials say unless something happens soon, it could become catastrophic on the verge of a major water shortage. We have the latest from correspondent Donna Warder.
Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water crisis. Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. Experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use, and the city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.